Denver the same team that you saw last year? I know you don't have a lot of film on them this year, but...
No, I mean, no. I mean, that no team is. I mean, that's the deal. That's the nature of the NFL, and there's so much turnover. And for them, yeah, some new faces, especially on defense, you know, for us looking at them. Three big additions in free agency, you know, in Tlaib and Ward and Ware. So, you know, they have some new personnel besides that, some young guys playing, some new faces. Certainly the scheme in general is new, but even in that, you know, coaches work on new things and put new things in. So, yeah, brand new test.
Alex, how do you get 25?
You know, there's a lot of different ways, you know, and I think with a guy like him, I think you got a full range of abilities, and we've shown it in the past. I mean, certainly I think, you know, Sunday we all looked at it and man, we wish we could have got him involved more. You know, I think certainly all last season we did a lot of different things to get on the ball and hopefully get back to some more.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. I don't think certainly we realized it during the game. I think a little bit, you know, got one dimensional too soon probably. I mean, you know, certainly I think in that case, but it's easy in hindsight. So.
Alex, how important is it to get your manageable burden for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the game, for sure, is not putting yourself in hard third down, you know, conversion, third and longs. I mean, the entire NFL, that's an uphill battle, and no one in the NFL is that great at it. So the good third down teams are in a bunch of third and mediums and third and shorts, and they convert, and, you know, they sustain drives, and that's the goal, you know. And then when you do get down there in an area to score points with an opportunity, you know, to be opportunistic.
Is that maybe where you miss Dwayne the most? Maybe turning a first and ten into a second and two, or a third and seven into a first down?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's even one area we missed him the most. I mean, there's a lot of facets. You know, Dwayne's the type of player that contributes everywhere, you know, in all areas of the field and in all situations. But certainly that, yeah, I mean, probably part of it.
When you play an offense that's prolific and get points on the board in a hurry, yeah, does it change your mindset at all, knowing that we got to keep up, we got to keep scoring?
You know, I don't think you can let it. You know, certainly we're trying to score points as an offense. I mean, that's our deal. That's what our job is. But with that, it's the little things, you know. And like we just talked about, we got to, you know, have some first and second down production. We got to convert on third down. You know, when we're down there in the red zone, we got to, you know, come away with some touchdowns. So that's the deal. Now, it's easy to say. And you got to go out there, and I think it's, you know, so much of it comes down to the little things, the details.
You guys, Alex, didn't play the way you wanted offensively,
yeah,
on Sunday, and then you lose two huge guys on defense on the other side, Hartsville, the defense over there. And now you got to turn right around and play Denver. What kind of challenge is that for you guys this week?
Yeah, certainly tough. I mean, a lot of adversity early, but, you know, we got a good group, and I think we got a deep group. Certainly there are a couple new faces here. But, you know, welcome in and you know, full steam ahead. I mean, you got to go. And everybody's got to trust each other that they're going to do their job, you know, in order for it to work.
Alex, Andy said that he talked to you guys about the Ray Rice situation. What do guys need to be told? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I feel like, you know, a lot's been said, and probably enough's been said on that. And certainly I don't think I need to get into it. You know, right now I got my hands full with Denver. So,
Alex, how much do you know Peyton? Were you at all surprised he was able to come back after the neck?
You know, I know Peyton a little bit. I not surprised. You know, it was, don't know all the details of what went on there with the surgeries and his neck and the injury. But certainly the type of player and competitor he is, you know, not totally surprised that he did come back the way he did.
When you watch him, is there anything in particular you think that defeated his success?
I mean, a lot of things. I just think he, you know, you do watch him as a quarterback and you see that kind of longevity. But, you know, he's smart, first of all, and he makes good decisions and he's accurate with the football. You know,
all right. So. Thanks, guys. Yeah.